93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. We're doing second date update. Boy, you've been out on that first date. You finally closed the deal. You got the nerve to ask somebody out. They say yes. You go out. You think things are great. You're waiting for that call back on the second date, Krista. And what happens?
Oh, they don't call you back.
Nothing.
And you're like, did I smell?
Nothing.
Did I eat with my mouth open?
Right.
Am I ugly?
Those are all questions you could ask. Or no. We'll just talk to Jeremy because he's calling in this morning. Good morning, Jeremy.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing really good, man. Thanks for emailing us to be on Second Date Update here. So you went out on a date with a girl named Michelle.
Yeah.
All right. So let's rewind a little bit here. How did you actually meet Michelle? How did you guys hook it up?
It was a coffee shop thing. She looked at me a few times over the course of half an hour when I would look up from my laptop and she'd be looking at me.
Right.
Sure.
Built up some courage. It does take some courage to do that.
Absolutely, man. Listen, every time I'm at a coffee shop and I build up the courage to go to a girl that's been looking at me, I go over there and she's like, yeah, no, you just had a bunch of asparagus in your teeth. And I'm
like,
oh.
Or she wasn't really looking at you.
Yeah, she's
looking at the person behind you.
Exactly. All right. So then you start talking. You ask her out. Where did you guys go on your date, man?
I went to a little Italian place. They make their own pasta there. It's kind of cool. They have soccer jerseys hung up. I thought it would be kind of cute, but it's not like overboard. It's not like, you know, 4 stars.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just kind of casual Italian, but it's kind of cool.
All right. And then you guys, did you have pretty good conversation throughout the date? Did you guys pretty much?
Thought so. We talked about her family, talked about my family, what she's into. I don't know. I mean, it felt pretty good. It felt like we had some good conversation. And I thought it was she was laughing, which was good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So then, how did you guys finish up?
I picked her up for the date. So I asked if she wanted to maybe get a drink after dinner or take a walk, and she was like, "No, I actually I have to kind of get home and." Work. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Got her back to her house and walked her up to her house and got the kind of a quick peck. It was just, I'm not going to go overboard here, but I went for a kiss and it was just a quick, like, friendly peck, and then she was in the house.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And so I didn't know what happened, like, basically a sisterly peck.
That's such an awkward though moment. You know, like, what do I do?
Kind of deflating.
You know,
Yeah.
All right, Jeremy, don't say anything. We're gonna call Michelle right now. We're gonna see if we can't get the real facts of what's going on here and why you didn't get a call back, okay?
Cool. Thank
all right. You. Let's give her a call on Second Date Update.
Hello?
Hey, looking for Michelle.
Oh, this is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're fabulous.
I always love doing that because I know you have no idea who this is. This is Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams right now on the radio. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm good.
All right, good. Hey, we're doing something called Second Date Update, where you've been out with somebody and things seem to go well for one party. The other party, for whatever reason, is not getting
so
back.
Much.
Yeah, involved in... That's kind of what is happening between you and Jeremy. Remember Jeremy? The guy at the
coffee shop.
Yeah.
He's a very big gentleman. He like walked you to your door. And,
yeah. We know you guys went out on a date and we're just trying to figure out you disappeared on us and just try to figure out what's going on here.
Well, he was really nice and we went to dinner and I was actually having a really good time. So he, at one point, got up to go to the restroom, and he left his phone on the table.
Oh, boy.
And
I know where this is going already.
I know. I don't normally do, I had some wine, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna see what's on his phone.
So you searched his phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And I wasn't going to, like, look at email or anything. I don't know. I just kind of clicked on... I just clicked on the internet, just the explorer part, and it was just like the site that was pulled up was just like a porn site, like just on its own.
All right.
Yeah.
So you went through his internet history on his phone.
Good old Pornhub.
Lo and behold, it looks there's a lot of porn on there.
Yeah, I mean, but like every tab was it was a lot of porn.
Wow.
And I was like, was he looking at it right before? And I mean, it was fine, I guess.
Yeah.
I was like, how? I don't know. It was. I don't have a problem with that. I just have some of it was a little intense.
Was it like disturbing porn, or is it just like, you know, your standard male, female?
I mean, there was some that was a little degrading to women, I think.
Okay. Well, I mean, everybody's got their thing. And just because somebody watches, let's say they watch porn that is maybe like, you know, with like S&M or something, it doesn't mean they're into it. It could just mean they like watching it. I mean, it is a, So, I mean, but that threw you off then.
Yeah. It just, I was kind of like, oh. Okay, so after that, when he came back, I was just kind of like, I don't know. Like, it was going well, but I wasn't like, this is the one, you know.
You don't know that because you were only in one day with him. Let's rewind.
He could be really good, though, in bed because he's educating himself so much.
Let's go back a little bit, Michelle. Why did you feel the need to go through his phone? Have you been cheated on before? Is this something are you that kind of a person anyway? I mean, what?
I've had a couple bad experiences. I don't know. It was right there.
Yeah,
but I mean, calling your name, but it's your first date. I wouldn't assume that you would feel insecure about him. You know,
that's true.
You know,
yeah.
So I mean, but you watch porn, right, Michelle? I mean, everybody. I mean, I'm sure you've watched.
I do.
Right?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah,
so. I mean, so let's just say you looked at it on your phone a week ago or whatever, and then you typed it in, and then so it would be on your phone. This is a mistake that could, or not even a mistake. This could happen to really anybody that's checked out something. But but then you were just off, and now you don't even want anything to do with Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy.
Yeah, it was just so much. Like, if it would just been one thing, but it was like a lot of his search history was that. I mean, I didn't have a time to look for a whole lot of it. But
yeah.
Like, maybe it's just been a really long time since he's been with someone.
Well, we can actually stop speculating and we can ask him because Jeremy's actually with us here, Michelle.
Oh, Jeremy.
He's been on the phone the whole time. all right, Jeremy. So you heard kind of what's going on in Michelle's world.
We know what's in your world.
It's probably shocking to your system to know that she was going through your phone while you were in the bathroom.
I would love to have some like amazing explanation, like, oh, my, you know, my older brother sent me that link. I wouldn't say I was caught red-handed, but I was certainly looking at porn on my phone at some point.
Yeah.
You gotta clear your browser.
So my laptop is currently being looked at because it has a cracked screen. The site that she is referencing was from previous night, wasn't from that day. And it was,
okay.
I was a little bit nervous about the date, and I wanted just to relax the night before.
God.
And
oh, yeah. Okay. We get it.
I don't need to draw a picture, but.
No, you don't. You do not.
As, like, I would say that it's certainly beneficial every now and again to look at porn, but
it's not a crime.
Addiction by any means, and certainly not in any way lends itself to me being like a
perverted
kind of.
Yeah, well, there's an image now. I have an image. Mm-hmm.
Normally on Second Date Update, what we would do is we would offer to pay for another date. I would send you guys out wherever you guys want to go. We'll take care of the entire bill for you. So you can maybe just try it over, redo things. It won't cost you any money. I'll be happy to pick up the tab. But normally, we're going to leave this up to you, Michelle, because you're the one that we called here. But Jeremy, first I have to ask you, do you want to go back out with a girl that on your very first date went through your phone? Because for me, that's a deal breaker. But I don't want to involve me here. So do you even want to go back out with Michelle if it were possible?
You know, like, I didn't hear the whole thing about her being cheated on, about her ex.
Sure.
But, I mean, yeah, she's great. I'd like to talk to her more about that. I'd appreciate if she didn't check my phone. But again, like, I got nothing to hide other than, of course,
then porn. A lot of porn.
Your wallet's going to be next, how much money you have.
All right. So, Michelle, I mean, Jeremy seems like a nice guy. He was a little nervous. Yeah. Everyone checks out porn. If you can get past that, if you guys want to try it again, I'll be happy to take care of your entire date to go back out again if you want to try it over.
Yeah, I would. I feel so ridiculous for checking the phone. It's, like I said, it's not something I normally do.
Good.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yay!
There we go. Nice. All right. See? So you guys go back out, try it over. Jeremy, do not leave your phone on the table. Whatever you do, just take it with you.
No, never again.
Never leave it with her again.
Never do that again.
We're just kidding.